Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Step right up, step right up, step right up. Men and women, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen of all ages, coming to you live from the Sunny Studio, Sunny Mr. Nice Guy Studio in Hollywood, California. It's time to turn your dad to the station and make you smile. WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. This is the Night Shift, and I am your host, Guy Nice. WMNG, we're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr_NiceGuyTees. Mr. Nice Guy on also on Instagram at MrNiceGuyTees. And online store, squareup.com/market/MNGTees. Make sure when you head on over to that online store, you enter the discount code GotNice. We'll give you a nice little discount on your first purchase. Put you in the game right. Show a little bit of support for us and our radio showing what we're doing here and trying to raise money to get us more time here on this wonderful radio platform. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land. 516-418-5813. That's 516-418-5813. The Night Shift. I'm your host, Guy Nice. This is where we are. This is what we're doing. First and foremost, I want to everybody who was in attendance and showed love and support or sent their love who couldn't come out, people who sent gifts that couldn't come out, just, you know, all around. Love and support of the Mr. Nice Guy family and also the Mr. Nice Guy Nation. With the, you know, Guy Nice and Mrs. Guy Nice, myself and my wife, for those of you who are unfamiliar, had the baby shower over the weekend, and we got a lot of love. It's a lot of people came out and showed support for the twins and, you know, bought gifts and had a good time with us. So shout out to all the good people in our lives that made that possible. It's a very nice thing. It's a very nice occasion. Co-ed baby shower is very uncommon. And it's only the second baby shower I ever been to. I feel like that's a good thing to be able to say. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know, that's not baby shower crasher or nothing. I don't really see how that would be advantageous to me, but shout out to everybody who showed up and showed us. Like every time we have a occasion like this, it always affects me in one way or another, and it affects me deeply, you know what I'm saying? Because like I'm a person who, tonight we're going to kind of explore my crazy just to give you an idea what the fuck's finna take place. So if you're afraid of that, you might want to get the fuck out now. I don't blame you. It's all good. It's on in tomorrow. Maybe we'll do some funny shit tomorrow. Shows up and down. It's like life, motherfucker. Get used to it. But we're going to explore my crazy a little bit tonight because sometimes with the way that my mind works, I just got to ask myself whether or not I'm crazy. It's kind of one of the reasons why I wanted this opportunity here, Mr. Nice Guy, to be able to do this, to, you know, explore my crazy. So, from time to time, anyway. So, these events always affect me deeply in one way or another. You know what I'm saying? I guess it's kind of depending upon the state of mind that I'm in. Like, social situations are something that could be funny for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I either drastically feel one way or another. I either feel very friendly and loving, or I feel very intrusive and like, you know, cut off and shit. You know what I'm saying? Solo, lone wolf. So, going into those social situations, I feel like either magnifies whatever mode I'm in at the moment. So, you know, I apologize because I don't feel like I was in the best frame of mind. You know what I mean? I don't feel like I was taking it in the way I should have. You know what I'm saying? And that's just me analyzing me. You know what I mean? I was too much in my head and not enough in the moment with the people because there was a lot of great things happening there. It was a lot of great moments. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of good vibes, but it's a lot of energy. You know what I mean? And, like, I'm a person who I vibe off of the energy. You know what I'm saying? When I'm with a person who's very enthusiastic and shit, energetic, that shit's contagious for me. I'm finna soak that up. And now I'm going to next level. You know what I'm saying? It's like a Goku and Vegeta relationship. You know what I'm saying? It's not competitive in nature, but you know what I'm saying? I try and match what you're doing because I'm the kind of person who wants to see you succeed. I want to see you be good at what you're trying to do. I want to see you, you know, show out, bro. I want to see you tear this shit down. I want to be amazed. I love to be amazed. You know what I'm saying? That's what I feel like. That's what life is, right? Or a piece of what life is. But anyway, I want to magnify what it is that you got when it's positive. You know what I'm saying? When it's negative, I want to be able to counteract that. But I ain't, you know, I made it that far, but I lost my Jedi. You know, I lost my knighthood and shit. I went to the dark side. I'm Ken Sith Lord. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to find my way back. Yoda, come and find me, dog. You know what I'm saying? Good green you must bring. I've been practicing my Yoda so we can talk when you get here, man. I'm all about it. But I kind of magnify energy. It's kind of what I do. You know what I'm saying? So when you're in a room full of people, it's a lot of different energy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like my shit go haywire sometimes. It glitch up. Like when I'm in my right mode and I'm, you know what I'm saying? When I'm in my right mode, then I'm out there. You know, so I can navigate them energies because it's just me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not worried. I'm not allowing these energies to affect what I'm doing or who I am or infiltrate or, you know what I'm saying, influence. I'm in my mode. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going around touching it, and I see the way it light people up, like, boom, boom, you know what I'm saying? Tag motherfucker on to the next. So, it's not an excuse, man. I just want to explain to y'all why sometimes I be awkward in social situations, man, because I hate to feel like that. I hate to, you know, I want to be the motherfucker to get in there and float with you and get it. You know what I'm saying? Life of the party, because I know what need to be going on here. You know what I'm saying? It just take the effort to do it, and the confidence, and the belief. I was having a discussion with the other guy last night, pre-show meeting. Shout out to the other guy, man. He ain't in the building tonight, solo. It's all good. That's how I like it. Cup is dark. We're flying at very high altitudes this evening. Make sure you got the seatbelt on. 516-418-5813. But we was having a conversation about leadership. And, you know, he was making some good points. There's a lecture he was listening to. Shout out to Spotify. He was listening to a lecture through Spotify. And the lecture was about leadership. And he picked up some good things from that. He made some good points. And sometimes you see what need to be done. You just lack the one of the points that he made was about not having the fear of rejection. Successful people are successful because they don't fear being rejected because their point of view, not that they're being rejected, but their idea is being rejected. And you know what I'm saying? I completely agree with that statement, and even to expand upon that and take his idea further. People may not even be rejecting your idea. They just may be rejecting the presentation. Because it's a lot of things that go into everything in life, timing, you know what I'm saying, and the mechanics of the situation. Everything is situational, circumstantial with most people. So understanding that those things can be manipulated and the impact, in fact, the impact that they make and what a factor they are, then you can navigate these things in a proper way. And it's not something that I don't know. It's just from time to time. Because I try to tell people all the time, man, I'm an introverted person. It's like, nah, you're not introverted, you're extroverted. Man, I know, but I'm a person. I feel like we're all these things. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you know, take these tests and say, you're like this, and you're this, and you're like this. And then we sit in front of that shit and eat it up because you're seeing what you want to see. You know what I mean? If you look at the whole scale, it's like, yeah, you're that, but you're the opposite too. You know what I'm saying? You're the good thing and the not-so-good thing. And you're the not-so-good thing and the good thing. You know what I'm saying? We are all things all the time. So we're understanding that, you're not being afraid of being rejected. You're just being yourself. And everybody doesn't have a taste for your flavor. You know what I mean? That's how it is sometimes. The world is full of different people. But I feel like giving a true effort coming from an authentic and genuine place, you'll find something relative with that person. And if you don't, fuck them, bro. You know what I'm saying? They weren't worth that. That's a fucking headache, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you genuinely try, you make an effort, and you're trying to reach out and actually, you know, make a connection with somebody, and they don't make that possible, fuck them, bro. And a lot of these such a situation that I found, my train of logic, my train of thought, my focus is on everybody having a good time, making sure that this is something that everybody walk away from feeling good. And that ain't something you can guarantee. I understand that there are no guarantees in this life except for death. Shout out to death. Very dark episode tonight. Explore your subconscious with the Tour Guide God Nights every Monday through Thursday. There are no guarantees in this life, man. So I can't guarantee everybody's going to have a good time, but with the knowledge that I have and the insight and the experience, I could do everything in my power in order to create the atmosphere for everyone to have a good time, you know. And I'm focused on, you know, everybody's tastes and preferences, and then you overlook important shit like that your man got an extreme fucking allergy to some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time you plan an event, this would be one of the first things that you're thinking. Okay, who coming? All right, what do we need to make sure so we accommodate? Because that's how you look out for your folk, man. You know what I'm saying? This, like, parties to me ain't just, hey, man, let's get trashed and wasted. Yeah, we do that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We don't do that every day, but I get as fucked up as I'm going to get every day. You know what I'm saying? so let me say that first and foremost. I might come to your spot and have a little shot with you, a drink of beer. You know what I'm saying? That we might get super ripped and stoned, bro, but we ain't getting no higher than I'm going to get in the average day. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even trying to stun on you. I'm just saying, B, like, it's a lifestyle. So when you say we finna party, it's like, all right, we finna party. You know what I'm saying? Let's get together and make this shit something good for everybody else who coming. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else who finna be in the mix. Not because they finna bring up presents and shit. Not because, you know, let's get out here and take pictures and look fancy and fucking, you know what I'm saying? I'm not that dude. I don't give a fuck about that. I'm a prestigious professional personality. and I can do anything I want at any time I want, man. I don't give a fuck about that hype shit. I ain't out there for that. You know what I'm saying? We putting something together for the people. I want it to be for the people. I don't give a fuck. I don't never want anything just to be about me, because it ain't. You know what I'm saying? This, like, baby shower for kids. The focus, all this shit is about kids. So I'm not looking for a bunch of hype this and hype that, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I ain't trying to get into that, man, because it was a nice thing. I ain't talking about that, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying in general, how people's attitude can be construed and shit. I don't want the focus to be on. It was for the kids, and yeah, shout out 100. But you know what I'm saying? Now we got to do something for the kids. We doing something for the kids. The kids ain't benefiting from it with all these gifts and all this shit. But it's like they ain't come to the party. They ain't making memory off of this shit. So we're making memories off of this shit. It's memories for us. It's memories for the people that are here, parts of our family and friends and extended, you know what I'm saying, who took the time to come out to this gathering. So you should accommodate to those people is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? If you want it to be all about you, that's fine. It's your thing. It's your party. I'm not trying to hate on you, man. It's cool. All eyes on you. But I feel like if I'm part of the party, I want this shit to be for everybody. I fuck around and we overlook the fact that my man got seafood allergy, got fucked up. You know what I'm saying? My cousin is a gentleman, bro. 1,000%, bro. You know what I'm saying? Duck out smooth and get his shit. Come back. All right. Things ain't going right. Duck out smooth again. You know what I'm saying? They'll stand up, everything. Make sure you're there for everything. Need to be took pictures the whole nine. While he having an allergic reaction. say a lot about a motherfucker and their character, bro. And, like, don't make a big deal out of shit or nothing. Just very smooth and player with it, man. You know what I'm saying? Real deal gentleman. And that's what I'm talking about. Like that's the reflection of how you live the Mr. Night Guy lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? But that should never happen, is what I'm saying. Like, we know somebody here got dietary restriction. I don't want to say perfect because in this case, it ain't perfect. Somebody got dietary restriction. We need to make sure this shit ain't nowhere in the mix. You know what I mean? Because cats got the cakes with no nuts. Talking about who allergic to nuts. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? My man is really allergic to some shit. And now he might got to go to the hospital later. He end up at the strip club. You know what I'm saying? You got shellfish allergy. Strip club, a hell of a place to be with all the crowd that's in that motherfucker. What are you trying to do to yourself, man? What are you doing to yourself? But shout out to Cuzzo, man. Cuzzo, my man, 100 grand, dog. You know what I'm saying? And that's the shit that I'm talking about. You know what I mean? And like, he'll never tell you it's a big deal. And, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no big deal to him. Brush it all. He's like, I'm still here, whatever. He'll never tell you it's a big deal. But I feel like on my behalf, should never happen, man. My man, 100 grand. I done known that man 1,000 years, 6 lifetimes, and counting. What's up, clock ticking? At the buzzer. It's good. Say this shit like this should never happen. It's always had that man in the count. You know what I'm saying? The same shit happened when we went to Denver. Get this fool on a plane, and I ain't even think about the fact that, you know what I'm saying, like, planes fuck with my man now and shit. That's something about it. I don't know. It wasn't so bad, you know what I'm saying, but he done had some instances. I ain't trying to put your business out there, bit. You know what I'm saying? But about being considerate about your people, bro. So, you know, I'm out here telling y'all this shit every week, and I just want to say, like, we're all victims of the same thing, man. I'm just trying to remind you so that you can remind me. I feel like from time to time, the people that judge me, because we all judge somebody, everybody judging all the time. So the people that judge me feel like I be on the soapbox, preachy, and I don't even follow the things that I'm saying. But I'm just saying to you, bro, I'm not on the soapbox, preachy. I'm saying to you what need to be said, man, in a manner that it need to be said to you, man. Maybe I'm saying in a manner that it need to be said to me. But I'm giving it to you so that when I need it, you can give it back to me. You know what I'm saying? That's how we take care of each other. I'm not trying to tell you what to do or look down on you in life. I'm just telling you what's the real. It's straight. They don't always like it, but they respect it, though. And they fuck with me for it, shout it. I fuck with them for it. You know what I'm saying? The same thing we pair back and forth. You know what I mean? That's what these relationships are really, that's really the glue of these relationships. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? But anyway, you got super heavy on your ass. Well, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that was party foul. So, you know what I'm saying? We on my man, 100 yards. Yeah, he had a free touchdown. We fucked them up all the way. It's all good, man. We'll make it up to you. Denver coming up. You know what I'm saying? Denver coming up. Give me another chance, cuz, oh, man. Give me another chance. But shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy family and shit, and everybody who helped put the baby shower and the party together, man. It was a good time, even though, you know, I'm crazy and I make situations more complex and I stress about shit that don't exist. But it's like all these people in the room, bro, I want to talk to everybody. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk to everybody because they came out for us. This our thing. I mean, like, whether or not the attention on us, this for us. Like, it's our thing. We hosting it. It's us. We involved. But, like, you know, it's a dynamic that need to take place. You know what I'm saying? In terms of party mingling and introduction that got to be made. Because I feel like that's gentlemanly and lady, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck you call that. Mannerly, I guess. You know what I'm saying? That's mannerly. That's what you do in these occasions. You know what I'm saying? It don't get super high, like, let's catch up and what's going on in your life and all that shit. Like, it do. But we mingle the room with that shit. That's what a party for. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what. I mean, I don't know about baby shower, like I said, man. But you know what I'm saying? Anything they tell me, bro, like baby shower, motherfucking anniversary, motherfucking family dinner, whatever, to me, it's a party, motherfucker. I came to party, motherfucker. Like, this what I'm here for. Let's play some music. Let's play some cards. Let's make some jokes, bro. Let's eat some food. You know what I mean? Let's show some of their bud. Y'all can pop them bottles if you want to, bro. Let's kick your feet up. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what I look at when it's a party. You know what I'm saying? Introducing the people that are here, because it's not my buddies can meet your friends, and now they could be friends, and maybe then they could do this on their own next weekend. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever, cuz. Maybe next time they come to the party together, and now they met at your function. You watch your relationship grow and all this shit. Like, life is magical and mystical and all that other Disneyland shit. It is, and it can be. You know what I'm saying? It's about the effort that you put into it. So, I always see that. I always look at the effort, and I'm the kind of person that if you tell me, man, you could have did better, I agree with you every time. So much so that people could use that to their advantage. You know what I mean? Because if you tell me I could have did more, I know I could have did more. You know what I'm saying? Not because you're saying it, but I just know I could do more. I take a lot of things in my life for granted, and I just walk through them. You know what I'm saying? Super top cat cool. I just walk through them. And like most of the time, mediocre performance at best, and still being like, and I ain't trying to be bragging and shit, but I'm saying still I'm giving more effort than the next motherfucker. So the impact the effort had, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm preoccupied and concerned with things that other people ain't concerned about, so I will do other thing. I work in a restaurant environment, so I heard a motherfucker last week say, man, ain't nobody never tell us to clean it. You mean till somebody got to tell you to clean some of this shit, bro? Like, look at this. Dude, we serve food here, man. That's what we do. This one that could kill people. I just said my man had fucking allergic reactions to, you know what I'm saying, whatever, because of contamination shit. This shit real life. You somebody got to tell you to clean this shit? You're a grown person, bro. You ain't no little kid. You got family and shit. You got kids. What happened when your kid tell you that? Because you think that ain't going to come out your kid mouth? That come out your own brain, bro. Nobody told me to clean this. Come on, man. It ain't funny, man. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, man. I'm just saying, you know. But I understand the amount of effort, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I understand what more effort could bring. You know what I mean? I got a unique perspective on things. I understand that. I sometimes feel crazy. I feel like I'm kind of running because I overthink all type of shit. You know what I'm saying? And I see all these different outcomes of the situation. You know what I mean? I don't even necessarily try to steer the shit one way or other because it ain't about me or what I want. You know what I'm saying? It's just about what this could possibly be. I feel like some people focus on what they want it to be. You know what I mean? And then you got that those two immovable objects smashing into each other. All the possibilities of what it could be and what you want it to be. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I want things to be the best that they can be in all contexts. I want to see the best of all people. You know what I mean? I want the best life possible. And I feel like the best way to have that is to try to bring out the best in other people. Because you, whoever listening out there in Radio Land, can be anything. You can do anything. There's no reason or excuse why it's not possible. The only thing that it requires, your focus, your dedication, your patience, your perseverance, and your effort. What you reap, what you sow. That's what they continue to tell you. That's what we know. What you reap is what you sow. So why not try your best to make your harvest as great as you can? Why block yourself from the potential possibilities that exist all the time? Shout out to the other guy, man. Other guy in the building. Finally made it, motherfucker. We only got 3 minutes left. Welcome to the job. I wasn't going to tell on you, but I guess since we on the air, you know what I'm saying? Now everybody know. At work checking in, the other guys in the building. Definitely not getting overtime on the night shift, did we? Shit.
Clocked you, right?
Yeah, I clocked you in. You know how I did. Shit. It's all good. Keep it moving. You got to look out for your people, man. But the amount of effort you put in, man, is going to definitely impact and affect what else is out there for you, man. You know what I'm saying? I make it a point to focus on myself, you know what I'm saying? Not in a selfish way, but to focus on myself so that I could better myself. And I had a conversation with my man. Shout out to my man Steve out in RVA. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Richmond fam. I had a conversation with my man Steve one night, and he was saying he didn't like the phrase better. And people talk about being better. What is better? You know what I'm saying? And that made me think, because I don't feel like I'm better than anybody, you know what I'm saying? I'm not more of a quality person than you. My life don't matter any more than yours. I'm not more valuable than you. I'm saying better in the sense of well, you know what I mean? I'm trying to get better and better every day in the sense of wellness, you know what I'm saying? As if I had a sickness or affliction, because sometimes this toxicity and poison that we become as people, because we've swallowed so much of it and generated it and became so in love with it, some people, so it became so commonplace or something that we're so tolerant of, now we're just dull to it, you know what I'm saying, insensitive. We become insensitive to this infection. So it's in everybody, and we wonder what's wrong with society and why these things are happening. And we even have the nerve and the gall to criticize other people and put them out there on the public cross, you know what I'm saying, because they this and they that or whatever. And we don't even know them personally. But we suffer from the same disease. We imperfect. We human beings. We people. Remember, however you feel about that person, whatever that person is to you, and how much of a nuisance they are, and they annoy you, and you can't stand these things about them, and everything they do is just to get under your skin, and they such a motherfucker. And what? To somebody else in this world, you're that person too. Hard pill to swallow. Better drink some spring water straight from Publix. Bottle at the tap in the bathroom. I know, because I used to work there. Sorry to break your hearts, ladies and gentlemen. That's just what I do here. Reporting to you live from sunny Hollywood, California, in the Mr. Nice Guy Studios. This has been another edition of The Night Shift with Guy Nice. I appreciate your participation, ladies and gentlemen, and you listening in. We return again tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, motherfucker, I see you on the other side. Yeah.